few reflections on the next event on our calendar, Shvi Shel Pesach. And to understand a little bit the difference of they're both, you know, Rishon of Pesach and Shvi Shel Pesach, both Chag of Pesach. Right, to understand the difference between you know, the Rishon and the Shvi, right? The outstanding event of Shvi Shel Pesach is Kriyas Yam Suf. Right, so in response to which Am Yisrael said Shira. So the pasuk says Vayashav Vayom Lifnos Boker LeEisano. Right, the water went back to its original strength. Right. So Chazal say, Al tikre esano ela tno'o. You know, invert the letter three tno'o to its condition. That Chazal see in that a remez that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai with nature at the time of Briyas Olam, that nature, teva, has to be willing to be mekabel nisim. Nature has to be willing to receive miracles. So that's alluded to by Kriyas Yam Suf. Ezra Livnos Boker le'esano, Al tikre esano ela tno'o. Right, there was a condition that Yikara Yom of Yisrael. So there's the fundamental question that all the Rishonim deal with. I mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu's the big boss. He doesn't have to make deals with nature, you know, that it should be willing, that miracles should occur. You know, so what's the function of the Tanai? Right, this is a question that all the Rishonim ask. Right? But what's a little bit more wondrous is that, you know, the remez to the Tanai is when the water reverted back to its natural state. We should have had the remez to the Tanai to when the water split, right? So, before we get to that, you know, so by the Shira, which Am Yisrael said in response to this great miracle, so Oz Yashir Moshe, there's two Lashonis in Rashi. So the first one is that Olo Beliba Sheyashir Vishar, the Oz Yashir, the Yud, is Al Shem HaMachshava, right? He thought about it, and then he sang. Now, hopefully, that should be true about anything you do. Right, you should think before you say, and you should think before you do. Right, so like, what's the chiddush that Oz Yashir, the Yud is Al Shem HaMachshava Allah Blibo Yashir Vishar. So what does that mean? And then the second lashon in Rashi is that it's a remez of Tchias HaMesim. This is one of the remezim of Tchias HaMesim in Atayra that the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin. Right, Oz Yashir Moshe will sing in the future by Tchias HaMesim. What does Kriyas Yam Suf have to do with Tchias HaMesim? And a remez of Tchias HaMesim here. And one more question. So immediately afterwards, Vayuchu Shloshes Yomim Velo Matsu Maim. So Gemara says in Baba Kama, they went 3 days without Torah. So in Mara, they got mitzvahs parshias. She's asku behem. Right. They went their whole lives without learning. Like, when was the last time they learned Torah? So they got the parsha Vachoras Elohim and the tzivi of Korban Pesach. So maybe a few weeks earlier, they got Torah for the first time. They didn't. It's not like they were learning any time prior to that, right? So, all of a sudden, they can't go 3 days out. They didn't learn their whole lives. They didn't learn Torah. This is the first mitzvah that they got, aside from what they got a few weeks earlier in Mitzrayim, the parsha of Acharis Elohim and the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So, going back to the fundamental question of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make a Tanai with Maaseh Bereishis, not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to. Now, each one of the Rishonim dealt with this kasha in a slightly different way, but the general approach is the same, even though the nuances are different, that it's not the pshat that the Ribbono Shel Olam has to do anything. He doesn't have to do anything. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be manig in a all-encompassing master plan. It should not appear ke'ilu that the Ribbono Shel Olam is ad-libbing, you know, as he's going along, you know, making it up as it goes along. That he decided by Briyas Ha'olam, you know, teva is enough, but then, whoops, you know, by the whole Mitzrayim thing happened, and now teva is not adequate, right? So we have to make nisim, as if he's making it up as he's going along, and it's not, you know, magid, meratius, acharis, that it's all one unified plan. Right, so that's the inyan of the Tanaim, that the two mahalachim, the mahalach of Teva and the mahalach of Nes, are really one big master plan. And the terms and the Tanai is to set the terms and conditions when it's in this gear, in the Teva gear, and when it shifts gears, right, to Lamalam and Teva, but it's all the same system. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam is not, you know, as it were, indecisive of how he has to be manning the world. And it's not like anything ever caught him by surprise that now he has to do a nes to compensate. Right? The whole thing was mechushban merosh. It's all one master plan that these two, you know, these are two dimensions of the same world. And sometimes time to shift. You're in this dimension. You shift up to that dimension. And the Tanai is it makes it as such, right? That it's all one mahalach, right? The teva and the nes is all one. And this is the progression that we went from the Nisim in Mitzrayim to the Nisim by Kriyas Yamsuf. Everyone knows the famous passage in Agoda, Kamalaku Be'etzba Eser, right? Al Yom, you know, Yad. Right? So there's two questions on that. First of all, just one makkah alone was called Etzba, Kinim, which means in Mitzrayim there were 10 fingers. So it's double what there was on Yamsuf, right? Number one. Number two, it says, Hine Yad Hashem Hoya B'miknecha. The term Yad is used by Makas Dever. So what's the Agada talking about? So the Maral explains that it's not talking about quantity. It's talking about, you know, perception. A finger is a detail, right? In Mitzrayim, prior to Kriyas Yamsuf, you know, all the supernatural stuff that was going on. So for the first few Makas, you know, more than halfway through, Paro did a good job strengthening his own heart. What was he thinking? So even after Kinim, the third Makkah, they tell him, Etzba Elokimi. So he's still hardening his heart all by himself. What's he thinking? Right? A finger, says Maral, is a detail. Right? A detail, you can have a stray detail that's a Yotze Min HaKlal. Right? You know, it's a Yotze Min HaKlal. I can't explain it, but it's a fluke. It won't happen again. You know, Koloshin de Rishonim, Hamikra Eino Masmid. Something that's Bemikra, that's by incident, it's not going to repeat itself. The Klalim repeat themselves, right? The principles repeat themselves. Yeah, fluke details that are Yotzim and Aklal. In Mitzrayim, everything supernatural was Nitfas, was understood to be, you know, Yotze from the Klal of Teva. So Teva is the Klal. Nature is, you know, these laws that repeat themselves and is what is and what will always be. And the supernatural is Yotzim and Aklal. So what it means in Mitzrayim, you know, it was 10 fingers, but the Elokus, divinity, looked like a finger. It's a detail. It's a detail that we can't explain, but it's just a detail. It's not a principle. It's not going to repeat itself. It'll pass, right? It'll pass, right? So even though by Dever it says, Hine Yad Hashem Hoy Mikra, but doesn't say anyone saw the hand, right? But by Yamsuf, Vayar Yisrael, so the Ikar word is, they saw that it's a whole hand. A hand is a whole system. It's a cloud. A finger is a detail, but a hand is a whole system. They saw that Lamala Min HaTeva, right, the whole system of Nisim, it's not something that's, a stray bullet, like something that just deviates. Like, it's not a mutant. It's not something that, an exception to the rule. It's a whole set of rules in its own right. There's a whole, those dimensions, Lamala, run by those rules. They understood that it's a whole Seder. And in that way, it was five more. Five represents a whole system, says the Maral. You have the four directions and the center. That's what the fiveness represents. They understood that the supernatural is a whole ongoing Mahalach in its own right. But that's not enough. You had to understand that the supernatural and the natural interrelate. Now, in what manner do we interrelate? So the interrelationship between them is the secret of the Tanai that we mentioned, that these two Sidorim that are consistently running do interface with each other. But what is the nature of the interface? So says the Leshem, an amazing Vort, right? The system of the interface is, do you know why nature is so strong? Right? Nature is Eitan. In Ivrit, we call it Eitanei Ateva, Mamish, right? The strength of nature. Right? That's why scientists think that these laws are immutable and can't change. You know why, says the Leshem? Because Teva gets all its strength from Nes. That really the way these two systems are set up is that Teva is the source of life for itself and for the whole Marechet of Teva. Teva siphons the natural cycle, the natural laws siphon their strength and their existence from the dimension of miracles. And that's why the laws of nature seem so strong. So the lumdus of the Tanai, says the Leshem, is that nature will be strong so long as it fits the tachlis. It fits, you know, consistent with what's needed for Am Yisrael, what's needed for the Torah, for Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, or Bishvil HaTorah. So long as Teva is sufficient for Am Yisrael and for the Torah, it'll be strong. It'll be the strong laws of nature that we see. Right, the minute that there's a conflict, right, like, you know, we have Am Yisrael's faced with Yamsuf, and there's now a conflict between the natural laws and the ongoing existence of the Tachlis Habriya, which is Am Yisrael, then nature loses all its strength, right, and Nisim take over. As it were, the branch collapses, and the source, the roots, take over and are manig everything. That's the dynamics, the mechanics of when a nes happens. The teva loses its strength, it loses eitanut, because all its eitanut is al tnai, right? And at that moment, nisim take over. And that, now with this leshem, we understand very well why the remes for the tnai is when the waters went back to their normal state. Yeshem boker le'eitanut, to its strength, al tikrei eitanut al tnai, that the koach that teva has, right, is all because it siphons koch from nisim, and that's so long as teva is consistent with the tachlis abriya, right? The minute that there's a conflict, so all that strength was out tonight, so that strength is withdrawn, the teva collapses, and the nisim takes over and does everything. So now Rav Zevin, in his Likutim on Latar V'Lamodim, says an unbelievable vort. You know, he continues the Mahalach further, and says, in Diktuk, there is a law, right? You know, that future tense are the letters Aleph, well, Ese, Yud, Yase, Tav, Tav, Tase, Nun, Nase. And the Medaktikim themselves gave a simen, Eitan. Eitan is the simen for all the future tense letters that turns it into, because that's the whole board. Teva is Eitan, is strong. If it's maskim for the tachos, it's maskim for the future. It's not going to cut off the future of Am Yisrael. It's consistent with the future of the world. The destiny of the world, that there'll be Am Yisrael be Matzliach, and the Torah will take over, and Am Yisrael will take over. So long as the Teva is consistent with the future, it will be Eitan, and it will have its strength, Mamish, drawn down from the Nisim. But Zachinu, that by Kriyas Yamsuf, not only was the Hakara, right, that Teva, you know, and Nes are equally both true, they're both systems that are Kavua and repeat themselves, but the Teva gets its Koach from the Nisim, right? So now, just like that was that way in the macro, that changed our perception, right? Humanity wasn't ready for this message until Kriyas Yamsuf. Elokus in Mitzrayim was an etzpa. Over it's a yad. You see that the Malamat Teva is a whole system, just as, not just that it's just as true as nature, but it's the source of strength of the natural. Am Yisrael, and the whole world was ready for this revelation over here. So just like that's what changed in the macro, in the micro, in the Adam, right, who is built of Guf and Neshama. Guf from the world of nature, and the Neshama from the world above, from the dimensions of Nes. And like we know, you know, Chazal tells of Gemara Menaches, he beka Hashem Tzur Olamim, with the name Ka Hashem fashioned two worlds. He made it the Olama Elyon, with the letter Yud, where the Neshama is from, and the lower world he made with the letter He, and that's where the Guf is from. That's what Rashi's saying. Allah blibo sheyashir hayud al shema machshav is referring to the yud that the olamas tzelyon were made of. That there was until kriyas yamsuf, the thoughts that there were in the brain were just the thoughts from the biochemical consciousness, right? And after now the portal between teva and nes opens up, the person even in his brain is starting to feel thoughts that are coming from the neshama. And that's what means Allah blibo sheyashir vishar. He had thoughts, higher thoughts, not regular biochemical thoughts. He had higher thoughts that were being generated from the Neshama. The portal between Guf and Neshama opened, just like the portal between Teva and Nes opened. And he started getting thoughts from the Olam that was Nivra B'Yud. His Neshama started giving him thoughts. And the Shira was influenced with these higher thoughts that didn't have their origin in the biochemical brain. They came from a higher place. The Neshama was affecting the mind. And that's why, right, Vayochu Shloshes Yoyim V'lo Matzumayim. They went their whole lives without learning Torah, and their neshama was starving. But no one felt his neshama before Kriyas Yamsuf. But by Kriyas Yamsuf, where the dimensions open up, right, just like, you know, between Nes and Teva, so also in the person himself, the dimensions of neshama and guf opened up, the portals open, a person could feel the thirst of his neshama. Right, and even the person in Guf starts freaking out if he goes 3 days. I mean, the Dura somehow overcame the problem, but once upon a time, right? You know, you freak out, you know, 3 days without learning because you could feel your neshama now ever since Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's what it means. Remez l'tchias ameisim min haTorah, because by tchias ameisim is when the two worlds finally mesh totally. Right, we're in the process of making the tikkunim of, you know, having the universes mesh. Right, there are landmarks all the way, Matan Torah, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, right, which, you know, some of these things were set back, and we're waiting for the Gula Asida, and then Tchias HaMesim, that's when the dimensions of Teva and Nes, Teva and Lamal Teva, totally merge, and body and soul are united forever, right? The beginning of that process starts at Kriyas Yamsuf, when the portal between the worlds was opened up. And this really is the difference between you know, Pesach, you know, Rishon and Shvi Shel Pesach. Right, Pesach Rishon is outside of the Omer. It's pre-Omer. And we explained, you know, a few days ago, because on Pesach Rishon it was just catapulted. We were catapulted to very high madregas. They have no shaychus to Olam Hazeh. Omer, we explained, we're now vehenifes Omer, to lift the Bahamias, the Sorim, which is a macho behema, right, to lift the earthly realm up, and that's why we're counting, we explained. We're trying to put machsheva into the earthly realm, and that's by counting, for reasons that we explained a few nights ago. Right, Shvi Shel Pesach is a part of the Omer, and it's a landmark in the days of the Omer. It's a breakthrough. It's one of the first major breakthrough we have during the days of the Omer. They were starting to really connect Teva and Lamala Mina Teva. That's what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's the Hevdol HaMahuti. You know, Pesach was catapulting into Lamala Mina Teva. Shvi Shel Pesach is the beginning of the process of integration between Lamala Mina Teva and the Teva.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.